Hello, Stephen and Kitty. This is Adam, and here's some feedback for the two emails and letter that you wrote in response to the exhibition complaint. Okay, so in your first email, in your subject line, advise for complain. Okay, several errors here. So advise, you got using the verb, should be use the noun, advice. So C, not S. Not for, it's about. And complain, you need complaint. And so you can make it shorter, complaint advice. And rather than using advice, could make use it informal, complaint help. Okay. Okay, another a smaller error, preposition error. You say the venue was too crowded in the peak hour. Okay, so I think here you'd use peak hours, and rather than in, during the peak hours. If you're just talking about 1 hour in the peak hour, you'd use at the peak hour or during the peak hours. Near the end, you got how should I reply? I have no idea how to reply. Reply me ASAP. So you're using reply too many times, and also in the second and third time, you need to say reply to this complaint. Again, complaint, reply to me as ASAP. You could use answer, please give me some feedback. Okay, don't use the same word too many times. Okay, the second email then. Again, your subject line, you need to be a bit more precise about your subject line. So it's like suggestions you need, or solutions, approval, something like that you need in there. But keep it short, remember. Then in your first complaint, after a few hours of trying, you can't use trial here, of trying. And then you say the IT department advised us, past tense. Probably better to say use the present, so advise us. Okay, so it's now, they're advising us now. And then the second problem was about a overcrowded venue, just an nautical error. He commented that our location choice. Okay, so you don't need but on after commented. You need that, and then no plural location. So our location choice, and then singular, not were, was not suitable for a large exhibition. And then in certain popular booths, plural s only. Okay, so not certainly certain, not, you need a plural, booths. Again, you got another plural problem, leaflets in the third problem, to hand out the leaflets in the future exhibition. And then you say in your at the end, we will not provide free tickets. I think that's a typo. It should be we would like to send a letter to Mr. Learn and provide free tickets as compensation, maybe. Okay, in your letter, I think you ran out of time, but generally, in the first sentence, you've got thank you for your letter, and then thank you for bringing. You've got two thank yous, it doesn't sound right, so don't overuse words. You don't need subheadings or numbering in the letter, and try not to overuse regarding. In the third problem we got about the visitors, we found that a few visitors so were, not was, were over interested, probably were very interested in our leaflets, and as a result took too many of them. Okay, something like that you could say. You say we're prepared to give you a free ticket for the exhibition you are interested in, but how does he tell you which exhibition he's interested in? So you should say like, please contact us, or yes, please contact us on our hotline and ask for Mr. Learn and tell us which event we can help you with. Okay, so be clearer about what do you want the customer to do. Okay, so overall pretty good. Make the corrections, and then you'll end up with a better email at the end.